We are learning Masechta Zivam, Mestav Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph, and we're starting on top of Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph. We had on Lamed Beis, three machloikasim, Rav Chiya and Bar Kapparo, in three different cases, but they were very similar. One case was a Zar that was Meshamish on Shabbos. He did Avodah on Shabbos. So first of all, he did an Isser Avodah by a Zar, and second of all, Shabbos. And the Shaila is a Chayiv two, a Chayiv only one. It's machloikas. According to Rav Chiya, you only chayev two. According to Rav Chiya, chayev two. According to Bar Kapparo, you only chayev one. You only chayev for zarus and not for Shabbos. The same thing about mum betuma. So about mum that did avoid betuma is two isurim. First of all, about mum, and second of all, tuma. And the question is, you chayev for both, or maybe tuma to receiver, just like by the kahanim they could do betuma. So about mum also, it's only chayev one. Machloikas Rav Chiya and Bar Kapparo. Last machloikas is malika that if a kohen does a malika on a carbon, it's a kosher carbon, and the zar goes ahead and eats this carbon, this chatas ha'if that was done malika. It's two asurim. First of all, the zar, so the zar is not like a kosher. Number two, he is eating the veil, a malika. So it's only with the lakanim. Therefore, it's shav, it's two chiyuvim and one chiyuv. That was the three machlekasim. Our Gemara assumes now, machlekas is not like what they said, one man yama said because it's hutra for everyone, not hutra for everyone. It's not the machlekas like Tais Shalom speaks out, because those reasons could go both ways, and it's not clear. So therefore, the Gemara wants to learn. It's machlekes in the Isser of Ein Issachal Issa, and that shayla of Ein Issachal Issa is the Bira machlekes to Rav Chiya and Bar Kapparo. And the Gemara will try a few different ways to explain this. But Ma'ika Mifiga, the Gemara top of the one off. Ma'ika Mifiga, what is the machlekes between Rav Chiya and Bar Kapparo? So the Gemara says machlekes is veIsser Koyel v'Aliva de Rav Yosi. That means we learned on yesterday's blat Daf Lamed Beis on top that they assume that Rav Yosi, even though he holds Isser Moisif, but Issa Kail, he holds, is Ein Issa Chal Issa. But now the Gemara will say, it's really Machlaikis, Rab Chiya and Bar Kapparo, what Rab Yesi holds. Is he Asa by Issa Kail or not? So Rab Chiya saw Rab Yesi by Issa Kail Mechayev Tarti, Chayev 2. Bar Kapparo saw Vale Mechayev Alechada. And let's first explain how that applies to the Machlaikis, Rab Yesi and Rab Shimon on Lama Bezim and Aleph. Remember, Rab Yesi said that if Shimon marries Reuven's wife, who's his wife's sister as well, and Reuven died. So first of all, the problem of Eishes Ach, because there's no Het Yivam. And second of all, is the problem of Achais Isha. So Rav Yosi says, Echayev, because of both. And the Gemara asked that L'chayra, why Echayev both? Bishlama, if first was Chal, the Isser of Achais Isha, then Eishes Ach. So in a sense, it's a Moisef. Eishes Ach is Moisef and all the brothers. But if it's first Eishes Ach, which means Reuven married first, and then Shimon marry his wife. Achos Isha, how is it Vichal? It's not being Moisif. So the Teretz is that it's an Issa Kail. That's what Rabbi Chiya learns. It's an Issa Kail because it makes him, makes Shimon also and other sisters. Since also and other sisters, it includes Reuven's wife as well. So Issa Kail. And Rabbi Chiya holds that Rabbi Yosi asks by Issa Kail. And that's why it's also both ways. It's also Saiv Nosa Meis first, Ba'acha Nosa Chai. In that case, is Issa Kail, and a case of Nosachai, Vachem Nosa Meis, that's a case of Issa Meis, is also Asa. And what does Bar Kapparo hold? No, that Rav Yosi holds, there's no Issa Kail. So if you Bar Kapparo, what's the case that Rav Yosi says in Amar Aleph, the Echayev 2? It's Dafka in a case where first Nosachai, which means first Shimon married his wife, became Asa Asa Chayes Isha, and then when Reuven married his wife, became Asa Ishach, which is a Moisif, because of Asa Gabi, other brothers. So it comes out, the Fi Rav Bar Kapparo, the Homach Lekis, Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon, on Lam Beis and Aleph is by a case where it's Isser Moisif. Because with Isser Kail, even Rav Yosi agrees, only Chayav 1. Dafka Isser Moisif, which means in a case where Nosa, where it was Nosa first, the Chay, and then Nosa Meis. So it comes out, Rav Shimon argues on that. So Rav Shimon, should we say, only Chayav Shema Chayis Isha. I reflect Rashi, there's a Girsa there, in one of the Brises, that in a Chayav Shem Eishesach, and that has to mean that Eishesach was married first, and that's the case married first. So then, why is Rav Yosi say Yechayev too? It's only Issa Kail if he married the Eishes Ach first. So Rashi says, Bar Kapparo is not Geres that Brisa. And Tosfos has another Mahalach to answer that. Bar Kapparo, that's what's going on here, that Rav Chiya and Bar Kapparo argue where Rav Yosi holds. Rav Chiya says Rav Yosi holds Issa Kail as well as Chal. Bar Kapparo says no. Now, how does that apply to our three machlekesim over here? The machlekes of Zor, Shashimesh, Ba'avayda, Da'avayda, or Ba'amum, Betoma, or Mzor, from a Malika. So Gemara explained like this. So Bishlama, Ma'i Zakail Ika, what's the Zakail here about our three cases? Ma'i Zakail Ika Hacha, Bishlama, Zor, Mi'ikara, Shari, Bimalacha, Vasa, Ba'avayda. we understand the first case, how it's Issa Kael. Why? Because Zar, by the beginning, is Issa has an Issa Malacha, is a Het of Malacha, do Malacha, the Hayalah, do Malacha on the week, and he still can't do Avaida. Asla Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, it's Issa Kael. Why? Because the Avaida stays also the same much. Just now, besides being Asa Avaida, is Asa in all Malachas. That's called Issa Kael. Issa Maisiv would have been, like Rashi explains, if the Avaida until now was mutter to kahanim, and now because of Shabbos, the avodah became aser. That would be issa meisiv, but that's not true because kahanim allowed to do avodah. So it's only issa kail, which means the beginning this zar was allowed to do malacha the whole week, and he couldn't do avodah. Come Shabbos, he can't do malacha either. So since he can't do malacha either, it'll come and be meisiv on the avodah also chal be on the avodah. It's called issa kail. That's the case of Issa Kael. That's why it's a chalikas. Rav Chiya back a baro, because going according to Rav Yosi, if Issa Kael is chayiv, according to Rav Chiya chayiv, because it's Issa Kael, according to back a baro, no, it's ain't Issa Kael Issa. So let's read it inside again. Asla Shabbos migu to kamitzav and malacha mitzanami ba avoida. It's also ba avoida. And Balmum also has a possible to have kail. Balmum mi karo shar ba achila. Balmum by beginning, before he became tamei, he's allowed to eat kachim. But also ba avoida, he still can't do avoida. It becomes tame. Migu de komitza v'achila, which is issa kail. There's more surim now. Mitza na'im avayda becomes avayda also. Now that tuma causes not to be able to eat, it causes not to do avayda either. This is not issa meisif, because nothing is meisif on the avayda. The avayda is always usher to him. He's a bamum. Just being a kail, it's a kail that made him usher on other things. The tuma made him usher on other food, and therefore it'll be meisif kail da avayda with it. So it's shaykh to have a case of kail in the first two cases. Question is how to apply Issa Kail to the third case. What was the third case of the Gemara that Machlekes Barachia Bar Kapara? Malika b'Vasachas he the Mishkachas law. Issa Kail the Mishkachas law. By Malika, the Isser Kachim and the Isser Revela comes the same exact time. Why? Before you do Malika, the Oif is not Mutter Takanim. It's not Mutter Takanim. There's no Issa Zaros on it. There's Issa Me'ila, which means it's like more like a Geneva type of din, but it's not an Issa Zaros. After Malika, when it comes Mutter to Kahanim, that's when the Issa Zar to eat it happens. So it turns out that the Issa Nevela and the Issa Zaris happens in the same split second. When you do Malika, you're killing the animal, and that makes a Mutter for Kahanim and also to Zarim, and it makes it into Nevela. So it's Mevasacha, it's not a case of Kail. So why are Bechia and Bakapar arguing there? It's not a case of Kail. So it's not possible to say that's Pshat and the three Machlekesim, that's all going by Issa Kail, because by Malika it's not Shaykh to have Kail. Malika Vasachas and Mishkachas Law, Issa Kail and Mishkachas Law, it's not possible Issa Kail. So Mar says, you're right. And we try a different Pshat and Machlekes Rab Chia and Bar Kavara. El Kamiflegi be Issa be Vasachas. They are arguing by Issa be Vasachas, Valiba de Rab Yaisi. We know, according to Rab Yaisi, he holds Ein Issa Chal Issa besides the case of Moisif. Now we're saying he also agrees by Bevas Achas. Elfidus Gemara will say he doesn't agree by Kail. He doesn't agree by Kail, but he does agree by Moisif and by Bevas Achas according to Rab Chia. Rab Chia holds that if something happens Vas Achas, it's Mechayev Tarti. And it turns out that according to Rabbi Yaisi, the Machloikis before that says, on Amud Aleph, that Ishus Ach and Achayis Ishus Chayev are both in the case would happen Vas Achas. Had it happened Vas Achas, Rashi explains that they both brothers made one shliach to mekadosh two achayis, and the two achayis made one shliach to mekabel the kedushin. So when one shliach of the brothers gives the kedushin to the shliach of the sisters, at 1 minute, at 1 second, they become eshes ach. The Reuben's wife becomes eshes ach, and achayis isha of Shimon's wife. They all at one time becomes the iser. Both at one time vas achas, and that's where. That's what Rav Chia says. That's Pshat Rav Yaisi. Rav Shimon says, no, it's the Vasachas, not us. That's the way Rav Chia learns. But Pakaparo learns that even for Rav Yaisi, but Vasachas doesn't work. And the whole case of Machlekes Rav Yaisi and Rav Shimon is by Issa Meisif. Like we said before, it's Issa Meisif. And therefore, you have to only go this one way, that the case was a case where Shimon married first, and then afterwards Reuben married. That's how Pakaparo learned the Machlekes. Let's see Gemara. Rabbi Libda, El Kavifka Vis Vasachas, Lidia Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Chia Sava Rabbi Yasi, Vis Vasachas Bechayiv. Vis Chayiv Tarti by Issa Vasachas, which means, like we said, the case of Shliach, where the Eish Shach and Chayiv should happen at one time. Bakapar, so Loyim Vachayiv Lachal, and Chayiv won, because Ein Issa Chal Issa. And you're talking about a case of Issa Meisif, that where he says Chayiv 2, it's talking about Issa Meisif by Nosa Chayiv, Acha Nosa Meis. So that's the Machlekes. And here, so now you have to go to the three cases, apply it to the three cases. How is that up of Vasachas? We know Malika, how it's possible Vasachas. What are the first two cases? How do you have that the Issa Zaris and the Issa Shabbos happen at the same time? The case was, it became by mitzvah on Shabbos. He was 13 already, but until Shtei Saris, his Gemara holds, he's not called by mitzvah. And he got Shtei Saris on Shabbos. So the Issa Shabbos and Issa Zaris happened at one time. And according to Rabbi Chiyas, the Rabbi Yisrael's Vasachas Chayev, that's why he says a Chayev Shtayim. Ba'amum, what's the case? Tomorrow I'll give two cases, two ways. Ba'amum, now, the Isis Shtei Saris for Itmile, he became Tommy before, and then he got Shtei Saris. So the minute he got Shtei Saris, he's Chayev Tumma and the Beis Mikdash, and he's also an Avoid the Beis Mikdash, else the Ba'amum. Davli Ba'amum, Tumma, Ma'adi Adadi. The Ba'amum happened one time. You know, in another case, that the case was, Shechotak Asboy Besakin Temeya. He cut his finger with a sack in Tamei. He doesn't become Tommy. He becomes Tommy when the sack touches him. And the same second, he cut his finger off. Bottom Taisus explains the case was like Taisus in the bottom, all in the bottom. Shoytze etzvay chatucha is already cut ad mashu achron and nogah by a sack for that little piece of skin. Nitva became Tommy. Even Nasa Bamun became Bamun the same second. So Hakaponim is Vasachas. So we're learning now the Mechlekes Rav Chiya. And Bar Kapara is a case of Vasachas. Rav Chiya says he chayev shtayim because he holds Rav Yosi holds with Vasachas chayev shtayim. According to Bar Kapara, he holds Rav Yosi holds Vasachas not chayev shtayim, and therefore you only chayev one. Break the Gemara. It's still we have a problem here. Remember, they both made a shvua what Rebbe holds. So it's much more geshmak if you understand that Rebbe could have said it taka the other way. So Bishlam Rav Chiya ki esnaya l'didei li Rav Yosi. When he heard that Rebbe said the Chayev 2 was going to court to Rav Yosi, it was Chayev and Vasach HaShtayim. Ki Yisnael Bar Kapara, Ali Be'er Shimon. And when he said, here's Bar Kapara saying a Shavu, that Rebbe said Chayev 1, okay, yeah, you know what the case is? It's going to court to Rav Shimon. Shimon holds Chayev 1, even Vasachas. Elo Bar Kapara holds that even Rav Yosi Vasachas is only Chayev 1, and that's what he heard from Rebbe. So when did Rebbe say Chayev 2 of Vasachas? It's even for Rav Yosi, according to Bar Kapara, only Chayev 1. So Rav Chiya Shkur Kama Shaker. So if he is lying, that Rebbe said that? So therefore, we don't like this pshat. So we're going to say now a third pshat. In the Machlekes of Chiyah and Vakavaro. Ela kamiflagi ve'issa bas achas. Valiba de Rav Shimon. We're talking about a case of bas achas. And Machlekes is according to Shitas Rav Shimon. That means according to Rav Yosi, everyone agrees in Chayiv too. By Moisif and bas achas. Shailas Rav Shimon does not hold of Moisif and does not hold of Kailul. What does he hold of by bas achas? Does he hold that there is a moida b'vas achas that yechayev two or not? Does he moida b'vas achas that yechayev two or not? According to Rav Chiya, Rav Shimon will be moida that yechayev two by b'vas achas. That's what will come out according to Rav Chiya, that Rav Shimon will be moida b'vas achas that it's chal. And according to Bar Kapara, he will not be moida to that. That's the machlokes over here. So it comes out that the three cases that all Zetzingam and Vasachas go according to Rav Shimon, and Rav Chiya says if you're Rav Shimon, Nechayev two, because he's Moed of Vasachas. According to Rav Chiya, according to Bar Kapara, according to Rav Shimon, you're Nechayev one. So more is it like this. Bishlam al Rav Chiya, Kamishtabi, he has to make a shvu, Lafuke al Rav Shimon and Chaske. Because usually Rav Shimon holds Enes Chalissa, he's saying, I'm telling you, Rebbe said Nechayev two, even if you're Rav Shimon. El Bar Kapara, long only the shavu. You already make a shvuah for that's the stoma that Rav Shimon holds only chayv one. He always holds in his sechalisa. If the machlekes is in Rav Shimon b'vasachas, gabi b'vasachas, so Rav Kapara is not making a shvuah. That's the pashto is the only chayv one. The Gemara says you're right, kasha, taka or kasha. We don't have a teretz right now, but it's not a tufto because we know anytime it says kasha, it's not a tufto. But we'll still soon see that we might have a tufto Bar Kapara anyway. Bar Kapara, you could have answered something here. It's not mamish a stumper. Zokta Gemara Vaiter, but here we do have it now. Another, try another kasha. Zokta Gemara, Bishlam the Bar Kapara, it's better. Kiasnaya Rebbe Lididei, Aliba Rav Shimon. Rebbe said Chayev one, Kunkat Rav Shimon. Kiasnaya Rav Chiya, Aliba Rav Yosi. And Rav Chiya that said, Rav Chiya saying over a shvuah, the Rebbe said two, yeah, it's Kunkat Rav Yosi. But El Rav Chiya, Bar Kapara, El Rav Chiya, that holds even fear Rav Shimon, Chayev two. So no one holds Chayev one. So Bar Kapara is screwing a shaker. So Bar Kapara is saying a shvuah, Rebbe told him one, is saying a lie. There's no one who goes chayev one. It's good kasha. So Amalek Rav Chiya, I'll tell you, shout like this. Ki esnaya Rebbe lididei, when Rebbe taught the halacha of Tarti, when he told Bar Kapara the chayev two, you know what the case is? Tarti lifter esnaya. He was talking about the first two cases. The first two cases, that's what he said, Potter. And they were going by case of Issachayla. He's saying like this. Yutaka heard by two cases that it only chayav one. And you know what the case was? It wasn't a Vasachas. It was a case of Kailal. It was a case that the Shabbos and the Tzar were regular case where the Tzar was Osir Du'avayit. And then Shabbos came, and there was Issachayla. And the case of Balmum was, the Balmum wasn't Tummy yet, and he was Mutter and Kachim. And then Tumah came. So that's a case of Kailal, and that is where Rebbe said only chayav one, because Fear of Shiv and Taka only chayav one by Kailal. So therefore, it's very Gishmach. And Bar Kapara thought that there's another case. I'll add a third case. The case of Zar Shacham Lika. Bar Kapara said that the case of Zar Shacham Lika is diamond to this case. That's what Bar Kapara thought to himself. He said that this case is the same case. So he decided that just like Rebbe says, only chayav one by those two, you only chayav one by a czar, sha'ocha malika, instead of a chayav two, from an avei lamp, for this is only chayav one. And there it has to be a vasachas. Va'aydi d'ami lu, arba v'adayim. Since he would hold it was similar, he put it together. Va'ayin ba. Then later on, he looked into the halacha, b'lay eshkach el vasachas, and he chapped, it's only the vasachas. And therefore, sa'va m'dha vasachas, on vasachas. The other two also case vasachas. With the hanach liftar, and since Rebbe said, the other two only chayav one, only chayav one, and not two. Hanach nami by Malik also liftar. So therefore, that is what's going on here. He says like this: Reb Chia says avada the halacha is vasachas. Reb Shimon holds chayav two, and therefore the machlekes or three machlekes are multiple vasachas. And Reb Chia says chayav two, and Reb Shimon says and Bar Kapara says only chayav one. Now the question was: so what was Rebbe telling Reb Shimon? What was Rebbe telling Bar Kapara? If even for Reb Shimon Chayav too, what was Rebbe telling Bar Kapara? The answer is like this. He never told Bar Kapara, Yechayiv 1 by Vasachas. All he told Bar Kapara was, by the other two cases, and I was talking about a case of Kailal, Yechayiv 1. Bar Kapara himself decided it's the same case like Malika, and therefore he put every case of Vasachas. They would say, oh, Vasachas on Chayiv 1, which that was a mistake. Really, Vasachas is Chayiv 2. And that was a mistake. He put together the cases without even Rebbe saying it. Al Kapanim, what we're coming out right now is, like this. This is the final pshat in the machlekes Rav Chia and Bar Kapara. We're going to shoot it. Rav Shimon holds enes chalisa, but Rav Yosi says that. Rav Chia says that even for Rav Shimon, chayiv tu b'vasachas, and that's the three cases. All happen vasachas. The old case happened vasachas. Then the case with vasachas by Shtei Cyrus happened. Shtei Cyrus on Shabbos, and the tum also Shtei Cyrus, or he cut himself with a knife. And Malika also vasachas. There, Rav Chia says he chayiv two because everyone is moed the chayiv two. Bar Kapara says the only chayiv one. Even Rav Shimon holds the only chayiv one. But that's the only case Rav Shimon would hold issa chalissa will only be according to Rav Chia by issa b'vasachas. That's the machlekes Rav Chia and Bar Kapara.